It's time for Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF. Tonight's game is sponsored by Kelly Buitt, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Evolve Professional Landscape Management, Spath Jewelers of Bartow and Valico, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Pallet One of Bartow, SR Wright and Company, by Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Witten McLean Funeral Home, Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South, and by Bartow Ford. We're different, and we prove it. Now let's go to the ball field for Yellow Jacket Softball.
I'm like, oh, Lord.
Good seeing you, babe. Welcome to another exciting evening of Yellow Jacket Softball. And we have the great Meredith McGinnis Brown, who just did senior night. And, man, we've got 10 seniors, and each one of them had something to say. And they're girls.
Yeah.
And so girls have a lot to say.
Yes, they did. A lot of good things.
She read through everything. She didn't miss one word. Mm-hmm. I'd have been stuttering for like, it's taken 25 minutes for me to get through. Yeah. But a beautiful ceremony.
You would have had to have somebody write it for you to begin with. otherwise, you wouldn't read your own writing.
Well, that's true. Jeff might have typed it out for me or something, but I don't know. But I'm Bruce Edmond alongside David Thornburg, our ace producer, Jeff Thornburg, back at the station. He timed that perfectly. Meredith was on her last sentence when he brought us in.
Yeah.
And that works out well as we are.
Husband Tyler was down there. A couple of the former players we've done. Meredith was a first baseman for the softball team.
Yeah.
And Tyler played for the baseball team.
Tyler had the hair going on, man. He was
an awfully good hitter.
He was a great hitter.
He was a clutch hitter. You know, and speaking of hitters, senior night, 10 seniors, a lot of them, probably the one that touches me the most was Mackenzie Gibson. The picture of Sweet Tea.
Yeah, she brought
that just brought a little tear to my eye because, you know, just this community misses that young man so much.
Yeah.
He was such a, you know, we were with him back in the Dixie Youth days.
Dixie Youth and all through high school.
Yeah.
We spent a lot of time, you know, we get to know these kids. Yeah. We haven't done it in a long time, but there's so many that you fell in love with.
Yeah.
And it didn't matter their gender, you know, guys, girls, it didn't matter. We got to go with them for 4 years. And some of them, like including your nephew, went to World Series with them, things like that. So it's really heartwarming when you see them.
A lot of state championship games, a lot of playoff games. The boys always struggle a little bit harder because of the division we were in. Now, granted, the softball team is dominant. Our baseball team had some pretty dominant opponents. Lakeland had some good years there. So they got to a couple regionals, I think we did with them over the years. So they, you know, a lot of success there. And Tyler was part of that team as well, part of the Delph duo. Josh was the older one, right? Danger. I just remember Timmy.
Yeah, we had Timmy.
Danger.
We had Josh. We had Timmy and Brent.
Yeah,
we had
all
three Dells.
Yeah.
So
the Slides
and
Jared Sly. Those guys.
We can go on forever. Yeah. Joey Sly, Jared Sly.
Yeah.
But we are about to play a softball game, and
it's senior night,
and we are going to be playing the Hardy Wildcats. Hardy dressed pretty slick there in all black with blue numbers and orange socks. Bartow in the blue jerseys, orange letters, white pants, and blue stirrups. The umpires just met at home plate. We have three umpires tonight, which is pretty cool. Maybe they're kind of getting ready for district as playoffs start next week.
Yeah.
Leading off for Hardy will be Michaela DeLeon. She's in center field. Maddie Tyson will be batting second. She's at third. Luna Guajardo is at first base. Marty Edenfield is catching. Batting fifth is Ellie Ramirez. She's a shortstop. Yarley Duarte is in left field. Batting seventh is Cindy Luna. She is in right field. Batting eighth, Michaela Silva. She's at second base. The designated player is Sonia Hodges, and she's batting for the pitcher, Alex Herrera.
Bruce, we would be remiss if we didn't mention what we talked about prior to coming on the air as we were getting set up. One of our fans has a unique a little kitty cat.
There's a horse on the highway, but there is a cat in the stands. And, yep. David, I'll let you describe it because you're the first one to notice what she's wearing.
The kitty cat is wearing a Bartow Yellow Jacket hoodie, and it is just his size, his or her size.
It's an orange hoodie.
Yeah, and he's just sitting there on the lap, just chilling out, getting ready to watch a game.
He was pretty nervous at first, but now he just settled down, licking his own feet and stuff like that.
Well, he looked around, saw the people around, and said, "Okay, I'm good. I'll just chill here."
If I did that, I would need an ambulance by this time because the cat would have clawed me up one side and down the other.
Yes. So there's a first for everything. First cat I've ever seen. Now, I think I've seen them on the field before on broadcast and stuff like that running across the field. I don't think the owners brought them there.
I remember that one black cat that one time that nobody could catch. Yeah. Finally got it to go down an alley.
Yeah. Almost like, remember back in the day, the Kissing Bandit? I think she got
Medusa or something like that. She got Pat Borders up in Toronto.
Pat Borders, one year.
I can't remember her name. She was famous for a certain part of her anatomy.
Yeah, and running out on the field and kissing baseball players.
52 and 50, what? He forgot his daughter. Are you kidding me? You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hi, Benny Jr. here with Bartow Ford. And the great thing about being right in Bartow, Florida, is we are centrally located. The right way will always lead you to Bartow Ford, where we save you time and money. Bartow Ford, we're different, and we prove it.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
You'll always get great prices at Budget You Pull at the Bartow. Here's Craig.
We have starters for $20, alternators for $20, AC compressors for $31. Every door is $55, and motors are $200.
Budget You Pull at Highway 60 East.
Now let's put it down to two.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Ebbin, David Thornburg, Roland Oxley and Rick Sow up here with us tonight. Both of them were down on the field for senior night with their daughters. Caitlin Oxley is on the mound. Mackenzie Gibson is behind the plate. Gomez is at first, Heater at second, Cornelius at short, Reddick at third. Sow is in left, Narcisse in center, and Destiny Driscoll in right field. And we are just about to get this thing underway as Oxley has finished her warm-up pitches. And Morgana was the lady's name I was trying to think of.
The Kissing Bandit. And one of the things that come over that we think up during our broadcast.
You have no idea. We want to say hello to our rednecks. Filled up in the outfield. Filled up in the stands. And the first pitch of the night is a strike right down the pipe. 7:32. Boy, they did that well tonight.
Yes,
7:32. First pitch. DeLeon bats from the left side. She's a bit of a slapper, letting all the seniors start tonight, and don't have enough positions for them.
Yeah. Well, that I know that.
Now we're getting something from the Hardy dugout. They don't. They got so many umpires. They got time to be looking everywhere. So.
Yeah. Well, down on third. That.
One ball, one strike, and the pitch.
Well, we need better
two and one
rosters.
Oh, sure we do.
Yeah.
I've been looking a lot on Max Preps. First time I've ever done that before.
Yeah.
And it's pretty interesting to go through this. And a swing and a miss. Strike two.
She'll be out of the box 2-1.
So it's two balls, two strikes. Just underway. Playing in all the way around on the infield. And the pitch. Strike three.
Good pitch there.
Gets her with the rise ball and the first strikeout for Oxley tonight. Maddie Tyson, the third baseman, steps in. She bat from the right side. Again, facing a pitcher they probably never had any idea of before. It's a swing and a foul ball down the left side. Oh and one, we're just underway, and the cat in the stands, and there's a just misses outside. Whew. That was a good pitch. One ball, one strike, one out. And now the 1-1 pitch, and she tries to check swing, and she does not. So it's 1-2.
Excellent rise ball, just. Right, yeah. Down the middle, looked so good, and then it just she tried to hold up, but no chance.
That's just nasty, man.
Yeah.
And the 1-2 pitch, oh, she started to go again,
yes,
2-2.
Yeah, she caught that one just before she committed.
That ball gets on you so fast.
Yeah.
You just have, you know, less than a split second to make a decision. Popped up in the air, out of play. That should bounce right on top of us. And
I was never the best hitter. I mean, I did my share, you know, but it was hard enough to hit Little League baseball. I can only imagine the way these, as short a distance as these girls have, as fast as I could imagine.
And the 2-2 pitch just misses outside. Three balls, two strikes, one out. We're just underway. And the 3-2, and that ball tapped foul. Coach starts to go after it, but he realizes we're up here in the booth and decides not to go after it.
He said, I'm not getting the E for tonight.
Yeah. Three balls, two strikes, one out, and the pitch. Upstairs, ball forward.
That was a good-looking pitch. It was a little up, but... couldn't get her to chase that one.
Yep. And now the batter will be Guajardo. Guajardo. We figured if we got it wrong that they'd say something. First pitch, she bunts back and bunts it all the way over the press box. That's how hard she's throwing.
I know. I was going to say that with that heat coming at you and it, she gets underneath of it, and that thing shot right back to the concession stand.
So it's 0-1 pitch, one on, one out. Beautiful pitch. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. I'm not sure where that one missed at. I'm assuming he's going to say that was low because it was right over the heart of the plate.
And the 1-1 fouled back out of play again, back towards the concession stand. So it's one ball, two strikes, one out, one on.
You got to give it to these Hardy Wildcats. They're up there swinging the bat.
Yeah.
They're not looking to see what she's going to do.
I think Rick said they're like 17-4. They're no slouch.
Yeah.
And perfect pitch on the inside corner.
Got her there.
Catches her. So that's two outs in the inning, and that'll bring up Marty Edenfield. I'm going to go what he says. That way, if we get in trouble, I can just point down to him. And the first pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike one. One on, two outs here in the top of the first. No score. And the pitch. Another really good pitch.
Yeah.
Painting that outside. One ball, one strike. Two outs, one on. And the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two.
She's just blowing it by this batter. She's unable to catch up with it.
Yeah.
If you were to hit her with, now, she usually doesn't do it to the second. We haven't seen her much in the second.
And the 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. So Oxley strikes out the side while giving up a walk in between there. No runs, one left after a half inning, no score. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
If you've been injured in an accident or face traffic charges, don't face the legal system alone. Call Rhino Lawyers Auto Injury and Traffic Attorneys at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a wide range of insurance products to meet your every need. Becky Maslach, your local office manager.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Alex Herrera is the pitcher. Edenfield is catching. Guadalajara is at first base. Silva at second. Ramirez at short. Tyson is at third. Duarte in left. DeLeon in center. Luna in right. It'd be Driscoll, Gibson, and Cornelius for the Jackets. And a big, tall, right-handed pitcher for Hardy, Dave.
Yeah, looking good in her warm-ups. Looks like she might have some. But might be good for Bartow getting ready to head in the playoffs. We need to see some good pitchers. We don't need batting practice. They get plenty of that with Tech. So.
Destiny Driscoll leads off. She's way in the back of the box, back and back. She's as deep in the box as you can possibly be. She's a slap hitter. She takes a curveball strike.
I say that was a pretty good looking curveball she just threw. Not much in her approach, but good arm movement.
Yeah, it's all arm. There's zero momentum, and there's a ball outside, 1-1. They are charging on the corners. One ball, one strike. We're in the bottom of the first, no score. And the pitch. And that's going to be hit into shallow right field, and that's going to get down for a base hit, and she's already on her way to second
for a
stand-up double. I mean, she never hesitated. She was just full speed headed that way, Dave.
Yeah, and the left fielder came in, tried to kind of corral it as it hit the ground, and as she did, she was unable to pick it up with a glove, and that gave Destiny all the time she needed.
Yeah, she kind of trapped it.
Yeah.
That'll bring up Mackenzie Gibson. Pass from left side, squares the bunt, takes strike one, and they get her halfway, and now they're going to have her out at second. Oh, safe. Oh, my goodness. That's one good thing about having two umpires. He was standing right there, and she just missed the tag.
Yeah, it must have been up, but a good throw by the shortstop.
And I think Rubenbauer wanted her to put that pitch on the ground because that was a pretty good pitch. So it's a 0-1, and she's going to be swinging here, and she's going to hit a hard shot to the second baseman. Going to be bobbled, and now everybody's going to be safe.
Yeah, no, not even an attempt at a throw. So the hard hit gets McKenzie on first.
It's an E4, and runners at first and third with nobody out.
And Lexi Hayford's going to come in and run for McKenzie.
Hayford, now batting the shortstop, number one,
Hayford.
Kendall Cornelius.
Okay, Kendall Cornelius.
Kendall Cornelius, probably the hottest bat in this lineup right now, David.
It has been a joy to watch her hit, Bruce. She just consistent doubles, you know, and driving in RBIs.
And I think she had like three pages to save for her gig on senior night. There's a ball upstairs, and easily Hayford goes down to second base. And now runners at second and third, nobody out.
Troubling with the Roadrunner, beep, beep.
And the 1-0 pitch. And that ball hit right past the third baseman. One run will score. They'll hold Hayford at first. So another RBI.
Roland, what is her average, do you know, going into this game?
No. He can check.
I would love to know what she's hitting on the air. Has she been this hot all year? Or is it, is it just coming here late in the season?
Narcisse was leading the team in hitting. And then Cornelius has been hot the last couple of weeks.
Well, that's when you want to get hot. You know, at the end of the season is when you want to be swinging the bat your best, and she is doing that.
Cornelius jogs down to second base. So now runners at second and third with nobody out. And the batter is Caitlin Oxley, taking ball one upstairs. Ball two upstairs.
Seems to help her own cause here.
She got two on and nobody out. And the pitch. Low and outside. Three and up.
That would be a good eye. Even if you do get that, that's driven into the ground off to the right side.
And you got Heater on deck, who's been hitting the ball really hard as well. And she takes a strike, and now he says hit away.
387.
She's hitting 600 or better in the last few games.
Yeah.
Low and inside. Oh, oh my goodness.
Okay. That about got her in the thigh, didn't it? No, the window's coming open early tonight.
No, but three balls, two strikes, nobody out, two on, 1-0, Jackets lead. And that ball hit right at the third baseman, and she's going to have no play. So an infield hit for Oxley.
And an RBI as well. Oh, there goes our kitty cat.
Oh. So the runners hold. Cornelius holds at second. They'll get a pinch runner in for Oxley, and that is Naima Johnson.
Who has quickly become a favorite second baseman of ours.
Yeah.
That was a great shot there by Reds. Hit it so hard, the third baseman made a good play to get the glove on it, but he could not contain it. That was it. She just knocked it down, and that was all she had for it.
So runners at first and second now. And with Heater at the plate. Three hits in the inning already for the Jackets. Runs in.
Another fast start.
And the 1-0. Oof. She says, she throws that again. She's liable to park it. Right over there with our rednecks, right behind the pallet one sign.
There you go.
And the 1-1, there's a strike on the inside part of the plate, I guess.
Yeah. Now, is she the one that hit the one in Lake Wales?
Okay. Yeah. And there's a big gap in left center.
Yeah.
Two strikes, nobody out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss.
Foul ball.
Foul. Got a little piece of it. Good job.
Way to stay alive.
And it got the catcher, too.
Yeah.
Give her a minute, let her get her breath.
Yeah.
She's going right back down.
She said she's good. You've said it, how tough they are, all of them.
Crowd holds at one and count holds at one and two. The crowd is just the
crowd's holding it too.
Big. And there's a chopper foul. Third baseman, she's getting a lot of business down there.
Yeah. Now, again, a little better quality pitcher than we've seen the last couple times out. The girls are making a little more contact.
I agree. One ball, two strikes. Nobody out. And the pitch. That ball hit deep into center field.
Get out of here.
It is off the wall. One run will score. Here comes Johnson into the plate, and she will score easily. And now Heater will come over to third. So it'll be a double for Heater, two RBIs, and then an E7.
That's going to be actually, it was a short stomp with the errant throw.
E6?
Yep.
So that's the second error, the fourth hit, four runs.
And that got Heater over to third, but wow, what a.
Man, Johnson just flew around the bases.
Yeah.
So Heater moves to third on the error. Now Shea Narcisse, who she was leading the team when I was on max preps and hitting.
And the Hardy coach taking a second to go out and talk to his infield, gather them.
He just got to remind them, this is a very, very, very quality ball club she's facing.
Yeah, I mean, she's facing some hitters that, you go back to the last couple nights, and we were scoring runs, but those were, a lot of them were walks, the occasional hit, maybe a fielding mistake. But tonight, these are all solid shots that the girls are, and the better pitching, they want that fast pitching. They're used to that. They know that's where they can do the most damage. And
Narcisse steps in, takes a curveball outside, 1-0. Jackets lead 4-0. We're in the bottom of the first. And the pitch. And that ball ripped right to the third baseman, and a great play.
Great play over there, and heads up by Heater. She took that first step but was able to pick the ball up and make it safely back to third. If she took two steps off, she may have got doubled up.
Yeah. Belen Gomez steps in. And there's a ball hit right up the middle. And Gomez, who showed she's a star.
Great hit.
Against Lake Wales.
Yeah.
And now she pops one up the middle, gets a RBI, and it's 5-0 now. The Jackets lead with one out. Kendall Sal comes to the plate.
It was hit so hard, pitcher couldn't even. It was on her glove side, but she couldn't even get it down in time to make an attempt at it.
And Kendall Sal step in, another one of the seniors. All these girls are seniors. Takes ball one low and inside. It's a 5-0 ball game. The Jackets lead on five hits. And the pitch, low and outside, 2-0. One on, one out, Sal at the plate. And she hits that ball foul. And Rubenbar does a little nice little soccer kick.
Yeah.
He still got it, man. Like we're going to say anything different.
No.
But
yeah.
It was. That was a good stop on his part.
It was.
When you've been doing it that long, I think you can catch with it just about anything you got.
Yeah.
And it's a 2-1 count now. And that one hit right to the pitcher. And Balin gets back just in time. Another line shot and another robbed hit.
Well, you know, this game is going our way because our girls are hitting it where they're not. When we've hit it to them, they've made some pretty good plays. But, again, great base running by the Lady Jackets as Gomez is able to get back by being just aware.
Madison Palmer steps in. She bats from the right side. And she – what?
Wow.
Take strike one. That was low and inside. This umpire, he just don't have – I'm not going to say nothing.
Yeah.
It's a 5-0 ball game.
Yeah. Two-thirds.
And the 0-1, and that ball hit foul over the dugout.
That could have
taken some scalps with him.
Yeah.
No balls, two strikes, two outs, one on, five runs in for the Jackets. Palmer, the ninth batter in the inning, and fouls that one off. That one right off their hands.
Yeah.
That one stung.
They better be paying attention.
Yeah, this is a huge crowd. I mean, this is what we were used to seeing come playoff time 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And there's a curveball outside, a good high.
And,
one ball, two strikes.
We expect to see it again Tuesday.
Next Tuesday,
Tuesday they'll be in the pinstripes. Best
either
uniforms.
Lakeland or Lake Gibson. And the 1-2, and that ball hit slowly to the pitcher. She'll go to first in time. Another nice play by the pitcher.
Off her hands and not much to it.
But the Jackets get five runs on five hits. There were two errors and one left on base. After one inning, it's Bartow 5, Hardy 0. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
The Kelly Automotive Group is proud to make sports broadcasts here on WBF possible. From the Yellow Jackets to NASCAR, this is Brandon Wondro inviting you to visit any or all of our five locations and see why we're proud to be your dealership. KellyBuickGMC.com.
Are you crazy for customer service?
So are we.
Here at Spatulers, we realize that our complete customer satisfaction is essential to our success. With our friendly and knowledgeable staff, you'll feel right at home as soon as you walk through the door. This is more than just a job. It's our love and passion. Come see us. Emily at Spatulers.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the top of the second inning. Bartow leads 5-0. It will be Ramirez, Duarte, and Luna for the Wildcats. Ramirez bats from the left side.
The first time since Lake Wells that we've seen her go more than that opening inning.
Yeah. Swing and a miss. Strike one.
Kind of looking for her second set out. I mentioned during one of the breaks, I want to see her changeup. I want to see that changeup again. And she usually does that.
You don't know if she ever needs it, though. It's like the second time around. She tries to bunt that, and it's foul. Yeah. And a nice play by the coach down there.
But she is throwing really well tonight, as always.
Yeah.
Hitting her spots.
And the 0-2. Strike three called.
That was a beautiful pitch down and away. That young lady had no chance of that. If she swings it out, she's right over the top of it.
Now, Yarley. Yarley Duarte. He used to coach a kid, Alex Duarte. He's in the military now, but he was 145 pounds playing nose man for me. There's a bunt. Oxley will glove it over to first in time. Good job by all the way around defensively.
Yeah. Great job coming off. It was a pretty good bunt that deadened when it hit halfway between the circle and the foul line, but on her glove side, which made it that much easier. And on, of course, the first base side, not much of a quick little toss over to Gomez.
Candy Luna is the right fielder batting in the number 7 hole, takes strike one. But there's just she's not even moving it around. She's just coming right at him now. Just
challenging him right down the middle. The rise ball occasionally to...
And there's a bunt, and this will be a tough play on to first in time. Great job by Reddick coming in hard.
Haley Reddick, yes, all right.
So no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left after 1.5 is Bartow 5. Hardy nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Today's broadcast is presented in part by Pallet One, now seeking employees, offering competitive pay, great benefits, and a safety-first environment. Join Pallet One for a stable, long-term career as part of a fast-paced, dedicated team. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Call us at 863-537-7537.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We go to the bottom of the second inning, and we will go back to the top of the lineup as Destiny Driscoll doubled and scored her first time up. She hit that little floater to left field, and by the time it hit the ground, she was halfway to second.
Yeah, she started it all off, and that's what you want from the leadoff spot. And
they do
a little spark plug.
It's just a little half swing just to poke it out there. And the pitch. And that is a slow roller to third, and they are not going to get her. Wow.
No chance whatsoever.
Yeah, there was no chance whatsoever. No. What is it? No. And, okay. Now, McKenzie.
Back to softball.
McKenzie Gibson reached on an error her first time up, and then Hayford scored, and there goes Driscoll, and she is safe again. So that's 21. That's 24 stolen bases.
Wow, that's pretty good.
And 0-1 count to Gibson. Oh, that one gets away from the catcher.
Almost got it. It was inside.
Well, she ain't going back away.
No. No, she's a catcher. She knows what to do to. Within the rules. That's
what you do. Yeah. You just spin your body away from the ball and let it hit you somewhere in the back. And the 1-1 pitch. That's a nice pitch there.
Whoop.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah.
Man. I don't know about that, boys. That was a pretty good pitch.
That one did look pretty good.
I'm looking for somebody to say something. Nobody's saying nothing. It's 2-1, and she chops it right back to the pitcher, so it goes 1-3. One thing about it, this pitcher can field. If not, she would be hurting right now.
Yeah, she's doing pretty well at guarding that circle.
So with Driscoll at third, she's not able to score on the play. And now Kendall Cornelius, who had a single her last time up, right up the middle. And the pitch. That ball chopped right back to the pitcher. They're coming to the plate, and she is. Oh, my goodness. Here comes Rubenbar. She slid right underneath that tag.
Yes, she did. Her hand was clearly on the plate before the tag was applied.
You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
And Rubenbar's acting like he can't hear the guy. And that was.
Okay.
But, man, don't be doing that to me, Jeff.
I thought she clearly made it under the. That was great. What a great hustle on Destiny's part.
So it goes 1-2 on the put out. Now there's two outs, nobody on.
It was a good play by the pitcher and the catcher.
Cornelius is on the fielder's choice.
But it looked like Destiny beat it.
And there goes Cornelius, and she's in there safe as. Oxley is at the plate now.
Another easy base. She's makes it in well ahead of the throw.
Oxley singled, and Johnson scored for her. Johnson scored all the way from first. And that ball ripped foul down the third base.
Got that in on the hand.
1-1. Two outs in the inning. It's a 5-0 ball game. We're in the bottom of the second. And the 1-1 pitch, that ball hit right back to the pitcher again. So the pitcher involved in all three outs in this inning. There was no runs, a hit, and one left. After two innings, it's Bartow 5, Hardy nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Sponsored in part by the Whidden McLean Funeral Home of Bartow since 1925 and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade. They're family-owned and are committed to providing personal service with the concept of our family serving yours.
When you drive by Bartow Ford, you see a huge lot. But what you might not know is we have over 72 service bays and can customize your truck with lift, wheels, and tires. At Bartow Ford, we have you covered. Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it.
If you're looking for good food and good family time, look no farther than Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South. Your Bartow Beefs is perfect for lunch or dinner for the whole family or whole team. Your Bartow Beefs, where game time meets family time.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg, Rick Sow on the scoreboard, Roland Oxley is doing the announcing and playing the music in between batters. We go to the top of the third. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Wildcats. Jackets lead 5-0. Michaela Silva will be the batter. She bats from the right side. She squares the bunt, and she pokes at it and misses. And that one bounced off of.
I think that's their motive right now. They're just trying to put the bat on the ball and put it in play because they're what it was aggressive swinging earlier has now become a passive bunt attempt.
Absolutely. So it's an 0-1 count, and she squares again. That one low. She pulls it back. So the cat is gone. Cat back.
The cat's gone.
Okay, the cat is gone. Cat.
Hey, she can't leave the bat out there, buddy. She can't leave it out there.
And there's a swing and a miss.
And we got Roland helping out with the rules.
It's on now because we got both windows open. The fifth strikeout for Oxley. And that'll bring up Hodges, the designated player. She bats on the right side. And the pitch, that's a strike. I don't think he's going to miss many more calls after that. It's a 0-1 count now. Hodges is a tall young lady.
Yeah.
Standing in there, and ball one outside. Actually, with 1-4-5. 1-2-3-4. One ball, one strike, one out.
Another beautiful night for softball.
Yeah. And the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Her head was right down the left field line.
Yeah. She tried to catch up with that one and pulled her head. And
yeah, there's no catching up with that.
No.
Best she can do on that is she's going to foul it right down the right field line. Swing and a miss. Strike three.
Yeah, just impressive the work that she does and just so repetitive and rhythmatic. Same results.
Michaela DeLeon, she struck out swinging her first time up. She did foul off a few pitches. Oxley's not playing around anymore, though. No. Swing and a miss. Ball up and away, and she just chased it.
And then she just continues to come straight at him with heat and challenging him.
And the 0-1, she bunts it foul. And
I think Roland said she was out of the box.
let's just say he's still not happy right now. And it's 0-2 count, two outs upstairs. Man, she had some mustard on that one. One ball, two strikes, two outs. I don't think either Oxley has gotten over that.
No.
And the 1-2 foul down the line. One ball, two strike. You know, she's so ferocious in the circle, but she came up here the other night after the game. We got to introduce ourselves, and she's such a sweetheart.
Such a little sweetie, yeah.
And you just.
Nice and quiet.
Yeah, you just don't want to be around her in that circle.
No, I would not want to hit against her.
And the 1-2 pitch, change up.
Oh
my goodness.
Oh, finally, I get to see it. It was
you
a beautiful one.
That's right. Gotta go both ways, bud.
Two balls.
And
two strikes.
Wow.
Two outs. And the pitch.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And even Mackenzie Gibson is questioning, where did that one miss?
Well, Rubenbar asked, and she just threw her hands out like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
So it's three balls, two strikes, two outs. And the pitch, change up again.
Out of the box!
And that's going to be an infield hit.
Yeah. And again.
Out of the box! You got to call it.
And that's the first hit of the ball game. As even if Reddick does get that, she's not going to get the speedy runner down at first.
No.
So now that we're one on, Tyson comes to the plate, and snap throw back to first. Boy, if she would have, she almost took her head off of that.
Yeah, and the advantage of the left-handed catcher and the open
cannon
side.
Arm.
She didn't even stand up. She threw that from a squat.
Tyson's a batter, 0-1, and Oxley is, you can just see that.
With that kind of arm, all she needs to do is kick that right leg out a la Tony Pena in the day and just throw from the squat. Yeah.
And the 0-2, runner down, she's going to be safe. Short hopped her.
Good throw. Just a little bit on the left side of the bag. Good jump by the batter, or by the runner, I mean.
But leadoff batter, she's a lot of speed.
Yeah.
And takes a perfect throw to throw her out.
Yeah.
And that's a 1-2 count now to Tyson with two outs, one on. 5-0 ball game, Jackass Lee, and there's a ball hit right to Reddick over to first in time. Good job by Reddick. That was a hard hit ball.
Great play. Did not flush her. Had the runner coming at her. She didn't even flinch at it. She knew her assignment. The easy throw for the third out at first.
No runs, a hit, one left. After 2.5, it's Bartow 5, Hardy nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
At Budget You Pull at the Bartow, they'll buy your old vehicle and even arrange to pick it up.
We buy junk cars here. We can also arrange for towing from you. We use Gator Towing for our towing service, so you know you get insured a professional towing vehicle.
And they cover Polk County. Budget Auto Parts at Bartow.
Don't let the complexities of the law overwhelm you. Call Rhino Lawyers today at 844-RHINO-77 and schedule your free consultation. Your road to justice starts with Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Hello, Bartow. This is Joe DeCessari with Citrus Air Conditioners, your hometown air conditioning company. If you're looking to replace your old unit, Citrus Air has many units in stock and offers financing. Call us at 534-1171 or look us up online at citrusairinc.com.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We have a new pitcher for Hardy. It's number 19. Do we have 19? Hardy, number 19. New pitcher.
Natalie Sanchez.
Sanchez. And Hannah goes two innings, gives up five runs on six hits. Natalie Sanchez, big, tall right-hander, steps in for Hardy, and the batter will be Heater, Narcisse, and Gomez for the Jackets here in the bottom of the third inning. They lead 5-0. The back of the umpire's jersey is just chewed up right now. And the
yes, it is.
Ball one. We send that cat down there after him.
Yeah, let the cat loose on him.
And the long look in.
Again.
And the 1-0 pitch down on the dirt.
And I don't know what they're – I'm not used to seeing pitching without that approach. It's just all arms with these gals from Hardy.
And you got to figure it's got to do something with the pitching coach from somewhere down in that area probably doing the teaching.
Yeah.
When you got two girls doing the exact same thing and the 2-0 pitch, there's a strike.
Yeah. I mean, they have pretty good control, and they're not wild. They've got a little bit of momentum, but it just seems like they would have a lot more
with that
extra.
Two balls and a strike, nobody out, 5-0 here in the bottom of the third, and that ball low, 3-1. Sanchez gets a sign and toes the rubber and down low, ball four. So Heater had doubled and scored in the first, and now she walks.
Shay Narcisse,
who hit a line shot to the third baseman her first time up. And there's a strike.
Pretty good pitch there.
Yeah, it's the best she's thrown. Yeah. Kind of a little up and a little out, but
yeah.
Go all night. Tex Howe down there at first base. I'm really digging that hat. I got to check out that hat. That's got to be a Stetson. And the 0-1 fouled off right off her shin.
Yeah, I got that off her.
Man, that's got to hurt.
Yeah.
Oh! And Narcisse takes just a second. Beautiful long hair all the way down, man. That's about 3 foot of hair.
Yes.
And the 0-2 pitch down in the dirt. Nice stop by Edenfield, the catcher.
Umpire's going to clean the plate off after that one.
Runner at first. Nobody out here in the third. Jackets lead 5-0. The outfield is jam-packed, as is home side.
Absolutely. Great turnout tonight.
And the 1-2 upstairs, 2-2. Senior night, always special.
Yep.
And a lot of them this year. That's the most I've ever seen.
That's quite a few tonight.
Two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Heater at first. And the pitch upstairs, ball three. So Narcisse works the count all the way back full.
Like how they went in that when they were reading their last words, and they let us know where they're going and what they're studying.
Yeah.
A lot of girls going on to do some good things.
Yep. And the 3-2 pitch upstairs, ball four.
I never forget when I did that. I want to say it was Denise White. I can't remember what. Or one of them was going to be the marine biologist or something like that.
Oh,
I mean,
my goodness.
Some
yeah.
Kind, yeah. I was like, goodness gracious.
And in baseball, there was a kid that already had his AA degree. You know, half of them have the AA degree. But that's the first time I ever heard of that. I'm like, what are you, a rocket scientist or something?
And some of those girls were.
And now Gomez steps in. She singled, had an RBI single her first time up. And that's a good pitch. One ball, one strike, two on. And put us to sleep. 1-1 pitch.
Yeah.
Inside, 2-1.
That time between, it just...
Yeah, it's like a baseball game. And here comes an umpire. What's he going to say?
He's trying to get her.
Well, what she does is she's getting the sign, then she steps on the rubber, then she throws the ball. And I don't think that's good.
Okay.
I think Rutenbauer just grilled the umpire on it, and he went and told her about it. And it's two balls, one strike. Down low, 3-1. Gomez will be certainly hitting away. There's two on. There's nobody out. Chance to get some more runs here. They need to open this thing up and finish it quick.
Yeah.
Down low, ball four. And that's back-to-back-to-back walks, David.
Yeah, that's kind of unusual.
At this level.
Yeah, well, we weren't having those issues. And she wasn't with the first pitcher. But now this one just cannot seem to find the spot. She's missing up and away and down. Just can't find the sweet spot.
Yeah, and then, the umpire just came in just a second ago, so that hadn't thrown her off her game. But she's, with Narcisse, she was 0-2, right?
Yeah.
And then she just throws one down low and then three way up high.
Yeah.
So she's, and she's a little flustered, as you can imagine. And there goes Roland playing the Jeopardy music. Gotta love these cats who've got all that stuff.
They're ready for it.
Kendall Sal steps up. She hit a rocket shot back to the pitcher. Would have took her head off if she didn't catch it back in the first inning. Bases loaded. Upstairs, ball one, and she's not going to get that pitch now.
No.
You might get that pitch if you've been around the plate. But with rolling up here, just ripping this guy apart, and without missing, I mean, it's
not going to get the close one.
2-0. Got nowhere to put her. Clear these bases, young lady.
Yeah, these girls want to swing the bat. They don't want to walk. They want to hit the ball.
2 balls, no strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out.
There's one.
Oh, that was a gimme.
Yeah. Well, now she's ready.
Yeah, that's like I'm gonna dab this blood, this leaking, and the 2-1 pitch. That ball hit into right field, and that's definitely going to get a run home as Heater tags, and
Johnson.
That's a sacrifice fly for and an RBI for
Sala. Johnson
Kendall Sal.
And Johnson moved over to third.
So it's a 6-0 game now. Narcisse over third. Gomez holds it first. Haley Reddick steps in. Haley has made 2 beautiful plays at third base tonight.
She really has. Defensively has been sound, and like to see her pick up an RBI here.
And Rutenbar just said, if Gomez goes and they throw it down to second, you go score, Johnson.
And Haley's been hitting the ball well last game. She just hit it right at the shortstop, I want to say, back-to-back.
Madison Palmer is now the batter. I'm sorry, she's being hit for.
This is Haley.
Yeah, okay.
This is Haley, yeah.
So there's a strike. So Haley's batting for herself.
Yeah.
She grounded out to the pitcher her first time up to end the first inning. 1 run in. It's a 6-0 game, and there's a nice pitch. Mm. That one, you got to poke that right center. 0-2, runners at the corners. Yeah, you don't want to give this girl any confidence. And pitch, and that ball hit past the third baseman. One run will score easy, and it'll be an RBI single for Reddick.
And she hit that one on the button. Third baseman had no chance, had it past her before she even could make an attempt to get it. Johnson scores easily.
Gomez down to second, and so runners at first to second now with nobody with one out, and back to the top of the order. Destiny Driscoll 2-for-2, a couple of stolen bases, a run scores. She pokes at that. That's going to be a strike. we got to mic these guys up at some point, and it's a. She's way back in the box again. Yep. Now she slides a little closer. And it's the 0-1 pitch. They're going outside, and she holds up on it. So it's 1-1. Jackets lead 7-0.
Trying to add more on here. Only one out. So.
Yeah. Yeah, we need a
good
couple more. Get put 10 on that board. And so 1-1. And she squares the bunt. That was way upstairs. 2-1. And we got more rednecks coming in.
Yeah, there's. So it's great to see it that full out there.
Yeah. I remember O'Neill and Barry. Weren't they barbecuing out there one time in Linfield? You talk about rednecks. Yeah. You get Thomas Barry and John O'Neill in left field. They come back from hog hunting, and they're grilling out there.
Yeah.
3 balls and a strike. 1 out, 2 on. Half hour later, in the pitch, and she... Missed that one.
Yeah, she made an effort, but just did not get a hold of it.
So now she's swinging with 2 strikes. Full count. I don't think he'll send the runners on this. And the pitch. And that ball is hit straight away center field, right where they had her played.
Yeah, very well placed and positioning there by the center fielder. Good job by Gomez to pick it up, and she turns around and just steps back on.
Yeah, just shallow, a little bit towards the left center, yeah. But the center fielder didn't have to take two steps, and now Mackenzie Gibson steps in. She reached on an error and then grounded back to the pitcher. Two outs, two runs in, ball down low. Gibson's way up in the box. 1 foot almost on the line. And the 1-0 upstairs, 2-0. Gibson, and then you've got Cornelius on deck, who's been red hot. If Gibson can get on. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, two on. Upstairs, ball three. Can't say enough about before the game. You talked about it, senior night.
Yeah.
Three balls, no strikes, and the pitch. That's a good one.
Well, Mackenzie was one of those kids that ran around with, she mentioned in her speech how the influence he played on her.
Yeah.
Her choice to be a softball player, the days of seeing her run around. When she was little, and of course she traveled with us to the games in Mississippi. It was just such a.
Runners will be going.
Time.
Three balls, two strikes, two outs. Runners will be going right here, and the pitch upstairs, ball four.
There we go. Good eye.
So now she has loaded the bases again.
And now I think Mackenzie's wanting to know if she gets to stay or not.
Rutenbauer, there's two outs. I think unless he's planning on doing some subs, she's like, you want to run? No, he's gonna put four. As the batter's going to be Cornelius, likely to go in four. As the batter's going to be Cornelius. With the bases juiced.
And that'll be Lexi. Yeah, she's representing that 10th run if Cornelius didn't get hold of one.
Yeah. So Cornelius steps in. She is actually, I don't know, she's 1-for-2 with an RBI. The ball gets away from the catcher, and here comes Gomez, and she'll come in. Bad slide. I hope she doesn't hurt herself.
No, she's okay. She got a
strawberry on her knee on that one.
Yeah, at the last second, wasn't sure if she could make it coming in or if she needed to slide. The last second, she did. And a little abrupt, but she is safe, and she pops right up and back in the dugout.
That's a wild pitch and a run scored. It's now 8-0. And Cornelius with a 1-0 count. Oof. 2-0.
Another one that misses a little low.
Yeah. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, runners at second and third. Three runs in. Upstairs, 3-0 with Oxley on deck. And Oxley has hit the ball hard twice tonight. In the 3-0 upstairs, ball four.
Yeah, one got through and one was right back to the pitcher.
So the bases are loaded.
Little Aerosmith for red as she walks up.
Yeah, that's a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five walks in the inning.
Wow.
One hit and a sacrifice fly. It's an 8-0 ball game. And Oxley steps in with a chance to clear the bases here. And the pitch. Down low, ball one.
And this poor gal, she's having just a hard time getting a release point and getting a spot. Now
the coach's got to pull her.
Got her. This is the second trip this inning.
And he's bringing in the right fielder.
With a 1-0 count. So.
Jeff, we're going to have a pitching change, so let's send it back to the station for 60 seconds. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Brandon Wondrow of Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our five locations and see why we're Polk County's number one Buick GMC dealer. KellyBuickGMC.com.
The Ewing, Blackwelder, and Deuce Insurance Agency has been serving Central Florida since 1984. They all work and live in your neighborhood and take pride in our history. Offices in Bartow, there when you need them, representing only the most reliable companies in the industry.
You've heard the expression, try it before you buy it, right? Well, at Keith Spray Service, they won't ask you to sign a long-term contract because they're confident that you'll want them to keep coming back to care for your delicate ornamentals and lawn treatment. Keith Spray Service, for over 50 years.
Step. Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. We are in the bottom of the third inning. The Jackets have scored 8 runs. They've scored 3 in this inning. The bases are loaded. Red Oxley is at the plate, and the new pitcher is Candy Luna. Sanchez goes to out to right field. And now Oxley steps back in with a 1-0 count, and she's swinging, boy.
Ooh.
And Rudenbauer is kind of looking at her. He's like, man.
Now Dad's pointing out where that gap is.
And the 1-1 down low, 2-1. I think Oxley just kind of thought she might just pipe one down the middle, and she about came out of her shoes on that one.
That was a big swing.
There's 2 balls and 1 strike, 2 outs, 2 on, and that ball hit hard to center field, and it is off the wall. Missed it by a foot. That's going to clear the bases. Oxley's going to be safe at third with a stand-up triple.
Wow. Wow, that was just shy of being a grand slam.
A foot. It bounced a foot off. Oh, my goodness, just missed. I mean, the center fielder didn't even go after it.
No, she thought it was gone, and then once it dropped, she was able to get it and make a play, but no chance to get her third. And now it looks like Johnson's going to come in and run for Red over at third.
Yeah, I don't know if Red's run that long all year long.
Yeah.
Johnson, who scored all the way from first the first time around, she's only got a few feet to jog this time.
Yeah.
As Heater is at the plate, Heater started it off with a walk and scored. It's 11-0 now. We're in the bottom of the third. Luna is the pitcher. Sanchez is the pitcher who she's responsible for all 6 runs. There's a strike. 1-1. Oxley, man.
Wow.
That was just.
Yeah. Great hit.
Yeah. And her dad called it right center.
Yeah. He told her where to hit it.
And the 1-1. That ball fouled off. She always listen like that, Dad?
No.
Well, we know she's a sweetheart. We got to meet her last time, but on that field, she's.
And for mom, she probably is, yeah.
1 ball, 2 strikes, 2 outs, 6 runs in, 11-0 game.
Goodness. I don't know what in the world that was. That's like let's end the misery kind of a thing.
Yeah, that was a gimme. So they get the strikeout, but the Jackets get 6 runs on 2 hits. There were 6 walks, 2 left on. After 3 innings, it's Bartow 11, Hardy nothing. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
35 amazing years. Hey, that's us here at Spath Jewelers. We offer services such as beautiful custom work that's sure to wow, repairs, complimentary cleaning, appraisals, watch repairs, financing. What more do you need? We're here Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturdays from 10 to 5.
Pallet One of Bartow is looking for new career-minded employees. Pallet One offers competitive wages and benefits including health, dental, vision, paid vacation, and a matching 401k plan. Join the Pallet One team today. Pallet One is an equal opportunity employer.
In today's complicated financial world, it's nice to know that Steve Wright & Company is there, helping you utilize your resources more effectively as you work toward your financial goals, from tax returns to retirement plans, and all the stops in between. Rely on Steve Wright & Company on Avenue H in Winter Haven.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. And David, we have a new pitcher for Bartow.
And that is going to be Heater.
Julia Heater. And this is the first time I think we've seen her throw.
And I tell you, by her warms up, she has some heat coming to the plate.
Nima Johnson goes to Naomi Johnson goes to second base.
I again haven't seen many games this year, but if she's not a top five second baseman in the county, I'd be shocked.
Yeah,
I'd be real shocked. Defensively, not much gets away from her, and she runs down a lot of those balls that are in no man's land. You think it's going to drop, and here she comes, making a play.
First pitch from Heater to Guardo is a strike on the outside corner. Yeah, we've seen her field ground balls behind the first baseman, throw them out. We've seen her catch balls in right field foul territory.
Yeah.
Swing and a miss, and boy, Heater's got some smoke.
Yes, he does. She's bringing it. Boy, that's awful to go from red to this.
It's like from the fuel to the fire.
Yeah, you think
strike three.
You think you're getting a second string pitcher, and I don't know if you would actually call her that, but because of the talent, obviously the talent she has, and there is not much drop off when it comes to the velocity of that fastball.
No. And the batter is Ramirez, Edenfield, the catcher. She struck out. Swinging her first time up. Takes ball one outside. One out. Strike one on the outside corner. One ball, one strike.
That was a great pitch.
Like it, Julia. Like it, Julia.
Jackets lead 11-0. We're in the top of the fourth. And the pitch fouled hard down the right field line. Foul.
That's the one good thing. If you can catch up to that heat. You just got to catch it.
Yeah.
If you can square it up, you get good results, but just too late on that one.
So it's one ball, two strikes, one out. And the pitch fouled out of play this time down the right side. Count holds at 1-2. And that one stung her.
Yeah, I was going to say, she's holding her hands a little bit.
And the 1-2 pitch.
Oh, good changeup.
A little changeup.
Yeah.
Kind of floated up there high, though.
Yeah, a little bit of a late release on it, but good motion.
And the 2-2. That one over Gibson's head. So the count goes 3-2. We're one out here in the fourth inning.
Hey, you got this, kid. You got this.
Three balls, two strikes. Hit right back at Heater. Bounces off her glove. She'll fire to first. Not in time. Goes over Gomez's head, but bounces as the right fielder, Driscoll, right there.
Yeah, great backup there by Destiny.
It really was. That'll win you a championship right there, something like that.
Heater did a great job to knock it down, and when she did, it kind of got away from around the circle, and she had to go away from first base. A valiant effort. The throw was kind of in the base runner's path and up, and unable to be picked up by Gomez.
We're going
to
score it a hit because she gave all-out effort.
Oh, yeah.
Ramirez bats from the left side. She struck out looking her first time up. Ball upstairs. And you hear that glove snapping.
Yeah.
One ball, one strike, one out, one on. That's the second hit of the game for Hardy. And the pitch. Both hits a little questionable, but we're going to give them.
Yeah.
That two balls and a strike.
That one was pretty legitimate because, I mean, it wasn't a fielding error. It was a hard shot.
No, it bounced off her down low. 3-1 now. Now she's got it. He called that a strike?
Yes, he did.
Oh. Holler at him now. The 2-2. That ball is going to be in the hole. Beautiful job by Cornelius, and she overthrows Gomez, and there is Driscoll again. The runners will advance. It's going to be a hit for Ramirez, and then an E6 to allow the runners to advance.
Yeah.
What a great play by Cornelius. But
great play to get to it, and the throw was just high. Just she put too much on it.
We don't want anybody to score right here.
No.
So the batter is Duarte. She bats from the right side, and it's 11-0 game, but Hardy with two runners in scoring position and only one out in the inning. And Gibson's going to call everybody in. Rutenbar might have called a play of some sort. And they're just giving Heater the business and telling her just settle down, throw strikes. They can't. Some of the pitches that she's thrown, they can't catch up to. And
yeah.
He fools around, misses with a curveball or something like that, and they've made contact. Beautiful job by Cornelius on that last play. I can't say enough. She went deep in the hole. Ball, that's a – ooh, my goodness.
Wow.
That was a good pitch.
That's going to strike all night, bud.
Yeah, I was going to say. Yeah, that one looked awfully good.
Yeah, it really was. And the 2-0 pitch. That ball is into the left center field gap. That's going to score two as Sal gets over there, fires it in, and a stand-up double. Wow, how are they hitting her like this?
I'm not sure, but good. They're aggressive again. They started swinging the bat, and they're getting good results from it.
And that takes us away from the run rule now. That's two RBIs, and it's a 11-2 ball game. And the batter is Luna, the pitcher right now. And she fouls that right off the end of the bat. Man, these girls throw the ball hard. I watched them warm up and stuff. I remember that ball would hit me in the face every time. I can't see anymore. And the 0-1, swing and a miss, strike two.
That's a good pitch.
Luna grounded to third her first time up. It was a little number off the little bunt, I think it was a number, some kind of number. The one ball, two strikes now. Runner at second. Two runs in. 11-2 ball game. One out in the inning. And the pitch. That ball hit up the middle.
Well, they are making contact now.
And Narcisse fires the ball in, and so the runner not able to score. So Duarte is at third. Another hit.
From here, I don't see the difference.
That's four hits now.
And Glenn's going to make a trip to
the
circle now just to calm her down. She is not doing anything wrong. The Wildcats are just putting the bat on the ball and hitting it where we're not. Earlier in the game, it was going straight to people.
Yeah. Placing it in the gap off a Heater's glove.
Yeah.
Then a gapper to left center, and then that one right up the middle. I mean, they're just good hitting.
Yeah.
You can't – and she's not throwing bad pitches. I mean, she's blowing some smoke.
Yeah, she is throwing really well. And I think that was just a calm down, you're not doing anything wrong kind of a trip by Rutenbar.
The batter will be Silva. Michaela Silva, she struck out swinging her first time up. It's still 11-2, runners at first and second, and we'll see what Gibson does if she tries to steal right here. I guess with a 9-run lead, I don't know. I always want to throw them out. And she fakes like she's going or holds up. And
Oh my God.
Here we go. We got two windows open now.
Oh my gosh.
And the 1-0. And she bunts this one. And it's foul ball.
How can they not see that? That ball hit her as she's running up the line. And nobody saw that.
God dang, man. Geritol clinic here.
Wow. That was just horrible.
So it goes as a foul ball.
How in the world did
she lives for another day, basically. Wow. So runners at first and third, and she bunts again. That one's fouled.
She's out of the box. You can see it, dude.
Yeah, you can see she's stepping up
she's
out of the box.
There, out of the box where she hit the ball.
One ball, two strikes, one out. And the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's what Heater needed right there.
And now Gibson threw down to first.
And
the ball got away from Gomez. It was a low throw as Gibson was trying to get the runner back.
Okay, so it's an E2.
A good throw gets her, but the throw was a little low. And Gomez unable to feel it cleanly, and then it rolled away from her, given the runner time.
Luna goes to second, and that'll bring up Hodges. And now fires down to third on the wild pitch. I didn't even see the pitch come. Gibson's not happy.
But I'm not sure what happened with that pitch either. It's almost like she lost the grip of the ball, and it almost rolled up.
It did?
Yeah, it was 10 feet off the play. And Gibson tried to get the runner.
I was still filling in my book. That ball fouled right back at us. The young lady in front of us jumped. One and one. A Heater trying to get out of this with only three runs here. The 1-1 pitch. That ball fouled out over the right side dugout, first base dugout.
Couldn't see if a play was made or not. The crowd blocking of you.
One ball, two strikes, two outs, three runs in for the Wildcats. 11-3 ball game. Jackets lead, and the pitch upstairs, 2-2. Just been a crazy inning. I mean, she comes out and she fires three pitches, strikes out the first batter, and then kind of melee just broke loose.
Yeah.
And the 2-2, that ball hit a nice grab by Gomez down at third base. She caught it right off the shoe tips.
Yeah, and touches the bag just in case there's any question about it to ensure the out.
So Hardy gets three runs on four hits. There was two jacket errors and one runner left on base. After 3.5 innings, Bartow 3, Hardy. Bartow 11, Hardy 3. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
Hi, it's Erin with Evolve Contracting. While there's no shortage of landscape and irrigation companies, you deserve the option that's the best fit for you. At Evolve, we offer 3D imaging and an irrigation program that saves you water, time, and money. Visit us at evolveyourlawn.com.
The Whitten McLean Funeral Home of Bartow and the McLean Funeral Home of Fort Meade hold high the responsibility placed on them, offering you the personal attention and distinctive service you deserve. Whitten and McLean, synonymous with service.
Hi, Benny Jr. here with Bartow Ford, and the great thing about being right in Bartow, Florida, is we are centrally located. The right way will always lead you to Bartow Ford, where we save you time and money. Bartow Ford, we're different. And we prove it.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. Bruce Edmond, David Thornburg. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. The Jackets lead 11-3. It will be Narcisse. We batted 10 batters the last inning. Shay Narcisse steps in. She walked and scored in the last inning. Sanchez, the pitcher, Luna, the pitcher for Hardy now. And the pitch. Oh, that one went behind
her.
This is mean, man. I thought we got rough up here.
Yeah.
And it's a 1-0 count.
Yeah. Wait till districts.
Yeah, I don't want a close game, man. We're going to mic him with a 7-second delay.
Yeah, there you go.
There's a curveball out and away, up and away. 2-0. Hardy brought a bunch of fans tonight,
yeah,
too. This
did.
Whole place is full.
Yeah.
And the 2-0 pitch, and that ball hit. That's going to be a beautiful play by the shortstop, but she now has no shot whatsoever. And so a base hit for Narcisse.
That was hit hard enough.
Oh, yeah.
Yet soft enough that if she doesn't make that play with Johnson's speed, there may be an attempt at second because it's not going to go deep to the left fielder.
Baylen Gomez steps in, made the beautiful play to end the top half of the fourth inning. Takes ball one way upstairs. She is singled, and she walked and scored in the last inning. One on, nobody out. Need a couple of runs to make this a 10-run game and then come close this out in the fifth.
Yeah, that'd be good. Wow.
Well, that one ball, one strike. And the pitch. Upstairs, 2-1. Rubenbauer, he's playing Mr. Nice because Johnson can fly. She could easily be stealing right now, but you need to. There, yeah. Ball down in the dirt. Nice play by Edenfield. 3-1 now to Gomez. Kendall Sal on deck. That's a little floater.
Oh, my gosh. What in the world?
Yeah, that was some kind of changeup.
Yeah.
That was a beautiful pitch. 3-2. And the pitch. And that one, she just floated that in.
Yeah.
That she just kind of tried to throw it slow. That wasn't any type of changeup. So a walk to Gomez. She's been on all three times. Runners at first and second now with nobody out. Kendall Sal had a sacrifice fly her first time up, or her last time up. Got an RBI, and she hit a rocket shot back to the pitcher in the first inning. And there she hits one right up the middle. That's going to score Johnson. Gomez is going to come to third on the throw. But Johnson's speed, that was a really good throw from center field.
That really was. And Sal moves up to second on the throw as well. So now two runners in scoring position for Reddick here. They had a single her last time up.
Reddick hits the ball into shallow, right in the grass, and Gomez tags, but she only goes a couple of steps off. So
yeah, she got underneath that one, and it just floated just out, just off the clay into the grass. Not deep enough for Gomez to do anything with it.
Now Destiny Driscoll is 2-for-3 on the night. She flew out to center field her last time up. Center fielder was playing her perfect. This time she squares the bunt and pulls back. It's 1-0. Runners at second and third. 12-3 ball game now. Here in the fourth. And the pitch, and that one way outside again. 2-0. third baseman's crashing, if you're Driscoll, you kind of want to drag that thing down the line with you on the first base, Hannah Rudin. And she goes at that one, and Rudenbar is not a happy camper.
No, she's been struggling with laying that bunt down tonight.
The runners at second and third. Two balls, one strike, one out. And she holds up on that. So it's three balls and a strike now. Long look in, as usual, in between pitches. And the 3-1 pitch, that ball's chopped foul down the right side. So the count will go full. Runners will go back to their bases. Twelve-3 ball game. 3-2 count, one out. And the pitch. Ball four. So she fills up the bases for Mackenzie Gibson. Gibson reached on an error and Horsley scored four in the first. She walked in the third and Horsley scored. She's way up in the box with the bases loaded.
Ball. Right center.
Pull that thing. Ball outside. Oh, strike outside.
Yeah.
Man.
Wow.
That was a bad pitch.
That was a horrible call.
Not a bad pitch. The 0-1, low and away, 1-1.
Close.
Everybody's enjoying it.
Yeah, the fans are starting to enjoy this.
And the 1-1.
What? You got to be kidding me. Absolutely kidding me.
Wow.
Rumor's even questioning that.
Hey, you might as well just take a quarter out of there and flip it every pitch. That decision.
One ball, two strikes, one out. And the pitch, and that ball hit hard, foul. Nice play by Tex Howe.
Tex down there said, if you can do it over on that side, I can do it on this side.
Count 1 and 2 as Gibson's now having to really cover all everywhere on the play.
Yeah. Now, he was bad first inning.
And the 1-2, that one way outside. 2-2 now to Gibson.
I don't even have a dog in the play. I don't watch the game. Neither team is mine. I don't care. And it's bad.
Two balls, two strikes, one out, bases loaded. And that ball ripped. Fair ball. And all three runs are going to score. As Gibson, she's not even slowing down.
No, she is skidding for a stand-up triple.
Yeah, stand-up triple. I think she wanted to go home on that. So a stand-up triple for Gibson clears the bases.
Wow, what a shot. And that was an easy call because you see the white fly up from the chalk. And there was a no question as to whether that's fair or foul. And
he'll bring in Horsley. I think he's going to bring in Horsley. Gibson got around those bases, man.
She did. She was moving.
Battered Cornelius, and he's wanting.
Yeah.
I don't know what he's doing.
I guess not.
You're going to let Gibson score. I mean, you hit the ball like that, you got to let her score.
Yeah.
Ball up and away. Cornelius is 1-for-2 officially. She's walked, scored two runs, reached on a fielder's choice, been on base all three times. And the 1-0, that one almost got her, 2-0.
Made a great play on defense as well tonight, just couldn't finish it with a throw, but a great play to get to it. And these two girls are really looking good.
15-3, now the Jackets lead here in the bottom of the fourth. That ball chopped foul hard.
Almost in the Hardy.
It really was. There's just a doorway, and it was really close.
Yeah.
You got a pitching coach that's sitting there at the edge calling pitches. Two balls and a strike. One out. Gibson at third after the bases clear and triple. Ball upstairs. 3-1. Senior night, man. You got a letter.
Yeah.
Letter.
Letter rip it.
Three balls, one strike, one out. And the pitch. That's
off
a tap or foul, and it'll, just go foul.
Yeah. Right off the end of the bat.
So Cornelius will come back. And now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Gibson is at third. And that ball ripped foul down the left side.
Boy, they are starting to tee off on Luna now. The hard shot by Gibson, the last at bat, and that one there just a little out in front of it.
Count holds full. ...15-3 ball game here in the fourth inning. And the pitch. There's that little floater.
It's kind of a
fake changeup, but she just kind of slows her arm down.
Yeah.
And that'll walk her. So now runners at first and third with one out. And Amaya Johnson coming to the plate. And she takes ball one in the dirt. No announcer right now. Oxley went down to clear his throat.
Yeah, he had to get some lozenges.
And the 1-0 pitch outside, 2-0. Runners at the corners. Four runs in for the Jackets. 15-3 ball game. And the pitch, low and inside, 3-0. Johnson's run a couple of times tonight. She scored one run, stranded at third last time up. And the 3-0, she takes strike one.
Taken all the way.
Three balls and a strike, one out, runners at the corners. And the pitch, ball four.
Upstairs.
So that will load the bases again.
Her heater.
And Julia Heater, she doubled and scored. She's got a couple of RBIs. She walked and scored, and then she struck out looking her last time up. Bases loaded, one out. Chance to probably end this game, I would think.
Well, I think after four.
Oh, my goodness.
If she were to clear it, I think it's 15 after four. So, you're right. I think if she were able to clear it,
and now
I think
we got a coach coming out.
Yeah, I'm making another trip to the mound. And
he's taking the ball.
Yeah.
So, Luna is out of the game. She's going into the dugout. And we'll have to get, that's number eight for, you got a number eight down there?
Sadie Herrera.
So this is like Alex's sister. Oh, I'm sorry, Jeff. this is my bad.
Your Yellow Jacket softball on WBF.
If you've been involved in a motorcycle, truck, or car accident, you need Rhino Lawyers on your side. After your immediate medical attention, call Rhino Lawyers at 844-RHINO-77. Rhino Lawyers, Tampa and Lakeland.
Your Bartow Beef O'Brady's in the Bartow Center South is your headquarters for good food and good sports. With something for everyone on the menu, your Bartow Beef's is perfect for the family, an office lunch, or to feed the team after a big win. Beef's, where game time meets family time.
You'll always get great prices at Budget Chupola the Bartow. Here's Craig.
We have starters for $20, alternators for $20, AC compressors for $31. Every door is $55, and motors are $200.
Budget Chupola, Highway 60 East.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. The new pitcher will be Sadie Herrera, sister of the starting pitcher. She throws from the right side, big, tall, young. She looks real young.
Yeah, we were trying to look it up, see if she's a freshman or sophomore.
Heater's at the plate. She's got a 1-0 count.
What a position to come into.
Yeah. And that ball is hit into right center field, and that's going to at least score two.
Johnson's
going to hold. He's going to hold Johnson at third, and now Johnson will score.
The throw got away, coming back into the infield, and that let Johnson scamper on around.
Yeah, so it clears the bases. It goes as a single for Heater.
And now they're looking at it, and I think
that's
the
ball game.
So this poor young lady gets in, and all she gets is one pitch in, and it's a game ender.
Yeah, and Johnson wasn't going to score, but the throw came in from the outfield. It got by the first baseman. She had no choice but to score.
Yeah.
So the Jackets win it 18-3. We'll take a 60-second break and come back. You're listening to Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF.
This is Jordan Kelly of Kelly Buick GMC, and we're proud to make today's sports broadcast on WBF possible. Visit any of our five locations and see why we're Polk County's number one Buick dealership, KellyBuickGMC.com.
When looking for insurance coverage, consider the Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Agency with offices in downtown Bartow. Ewing Black Welder and Deuce Insurance with a wide range of insurance products to meet your every need. Becky Maslach, your local office manager.
For over 50 years, Keith Spray Service has been serving Polk County with specialized treatment of delicate ornamentals, including rose bushes. Want to learn more about the treatments of ornamentals as well as expert lawn care? Call Keith Spray Service.
Welcome back to Yellow Jacket Softball. The line score for Hardy, 3 runs on 5 hits. There were 2 Jacket errors and 2 Wildcats left on base. For Bartow, 18 runs on 12 hits, 2 Hardy errors and 4 Jackets left on base. Caitlin Oxley gets the win. Alex Herrera takes the loss. And David, just a... this was just a field day of hitting a lot of walks. I mean, there had to be 10, 12 walks in the game. I could count them up, but it'd take me a while.
Yeah, that was the downfall for Hardy in the pitching. The other part was early on, the first inning, we're going through these spurts. One inning we're putting up 5, we're getting blanked. We're putting up 6, getting blanked. But early on in the game, we were swinging the bat really well and hitting the ones that were coming across the plate. So we were doing what we were supposed to do. And then in the third, obviously took advantage of all those walks and then the timely hits that come along with it. But they look pretty good right now, heading into districts next week.
Yeah.
Red looks great. I'm sure Glenn will find some things that'll need fine-tuning. They always do. The great ones always do.
Yeah.
And he'll have them ready. I'm excited for the pinstripe uniforms to come out.
Yeah, and the rubber bands on the legs and
yep.
all the rituals that we'll see that we've been seeing for a lot of years.
Yeah.
Going all the way back to 2005 for me. We did take a long hiatus, but we're back.
Yeah.
And we're happy to be back. And we will be back on the air Tuesday as the Jackets will take on the winner of the
Lakeland-Lake
Gibson game. And so we'll be back on. We're pretty sure it's a 7:30 ball game, but just check on WBF. You can bother Jeff and call him at the station and find out when exactly that game's going to be. But everybody knows.
Yeah.
So it'll be 7:30, but we think it's 7:30. So for Jeff Thornburg back at the station, David Thornburg to my left, I'm Bruce Edmond. Good night, everybody.
Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball on WBF was brought to you by Kelly Buick, GMC of Bartow, doing whatever it takes to earn your business. Spaff Jewelers of Bartow and Varico, Evolve Professional Landscape Management, by Rhino Lawyers of Tampa and Lakeland, Citrus Air Conditioners of Bartow, by Ewing Blackwelder and Deuce Insurance, Pallet One of Bartow, Keith's Spray Service of Bartow, taking care of your lawn and garden for over 50 years. Budget You Pull It, the parts you need when you need them. S.R. Wright & Company, by Witten McLean Funeral Home. Beef O'Brady Sports Pub in the Bartow Center South. And by Bartow Ford, we're different and we prove it. Bartow Yellow Jacket Softball is special presentation of WBF Sports.